St. Ignatius founded the Jesuits back in the 1500s. Part of his rule was that the Jesuits would have a particular exam three times a day. So in the morning they got up, they think about the day, and they try to establish what practice of law they're going to do that day. And then at noon, they would stop, have a 5-minute particular exam where they said, well, did we do that? Did I do that this morning? And they recommit themselves. And at night, before they go to bed, they would examine themselves again, particular exam, and ask God how they did, and then they thank God for the day at hand. It's called a particular exam. And then all of us sort of copied that practice. All of us, Peter, myself, all of our redemptorists, we still do that practice. All the religious orders after that, the Ascensions, the Redemptorists, the OMIs, Obelisks, and Mary, all of them have the same practice, which we all should be doing, God should be doing, could be doing. So this morning, as I read the Gospel passage very slowly, talking about how Jesus instructs us in love, and I'm going to read it out of the Message. That's going to be our homily, Jesus talking to us about this practice of love. And I'm trying to pick out something you can do today to practice like an exam. What will you be able to do this morning, today, practice love? And then maybe a noon stop and think how I did. And tonight at night, thank God for the day as you look at the crescent moon again and ask God's blessing on how you did that day. The Lord be with you. This is a reading from our Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. To you who are ready for the truth, I say this. Love your enemies. Let them bring out the best, not the worst in you. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer for that person. If someone slaps you in the face, stand there and take it. If someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make it a present to them. If someone takes unfair advantage of you today, use that occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit-for-tat stuff. Live generously. Here is a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them first. If you only love the lovable, you expect a pat on the back? The run-of-the-mill sinners do that. If you only help those who help you, do you expect a medal? Garden variety sinners do that. And if you only give for what you hope to get out of a situation, do you think that's charity? The stingiest of pawnbrokers do that. I tell you, love your enemies. Help and give without expecting a return. You will never, I promise you, regret it. Live out this gospel-created identity that the way our Father lives towards us, generously, graciously, even when we're at our worst, our Father is kind and we are to be kind. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want that same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That harshness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You will find life a lot easier. Give away your life. You will find life giving back to you. But not merely giving back. Giving back with a bonus and a blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we pick out one practice for all those instructions and see that we can motivate ourselves with that practice this morning.